Hello, and welcome to This Song, the podcast where artists talk about the songs that changed their lives and give us a glimpse into their creative process. I'm your host, Elizabeth McQueen, and this week on This Song, we'll be hearing from the American Bermudan reggae artist, Kali Buds. Now, Kali Buds was born in America, but he grew up in Bermuda, and then he came back to America to go to school, and so, hence, American Bermudan. He's been releasing music since 2007, though over the years he's shown himself open to pursuing more than just making music. Like, he owns a radio station in Bermuda called Vibe 103, and he's got his own strain of marijuana called, appropriately enough, Bermuda Triangle. Kali Buds has a new record out. It's his first full length in 6 years called Good Life, and it debuted at number one on the Billboard reggae charts. And it's a party record that, like, isn't afraid to look at the downsides of living it up. Kali is the first reggae artist we've had on this podcast. And have you heard that saying, you don't know what you don't know? Well, I realized almost as soon as we started talking how much I did not know about reggae. I mean, like, I know Bob Marley and Peter Tosh, but, like, I know nothing about the history of the genre or any of the aspects of what the whole scene is about. Or should I say, I knew nothing until Kali Buds filled me in. He was kind enough not only to tell me about a life-changing song, but also to educate me about the aspects of reggae that I didn't even know I didn't know about. So here he is, Kali Buds.
Back in the day, there was one song by Garnet Silk. I don't know if you're familiar with Garnet Silk, but
I am not, actually. No.
No? Oh, you gotta look him up. I just love his voice and his delivery and everything like that. But there's one song, and it's called "Watch Over Our Shoulders."
Lord, watch over our shoulders tonight and help us live our words tomorrow. Let's not forget where we're from, Father, show us the way to go. He said, I must love and feed my enemies and I'm gonna do it. He said, I shouldn't hate or grudge and I won't, not even for a minute.
Basically talking about, you know, haters, but, you know, love and feed your enemies, you know, and just don't have any grudges towards anybody. So that would probably be the song that I choose, as you know, that kind of just gave me a good foundation for the rest of my life.
You're the wind beneath my wings, see me through all little things. You lifted me when I was down, now you have me standing on higher ground. Lord, watch over our shoulders tonight and help us live our words tomorrow.
Garnet Silk, unfortunately, he passed away way too young in his life. His house burned down in Jamaica. And, you know, I mean, I swear, if he was still around, like, he would have, you know, gone places that no other artist has gone.
Oh, Jah, I'm depending on you.
When I was younger, I listened to a lot of conscious reggae music, you know, like Luciano. You know, Sizzla.
Them a wonder how we do this, them grow with hate and hunger. Fit your profit, but as my locks get longer, hidden heart, it's a truth.
I was into the Sound Clash too, so anywhere I was, I'd have a, I don't know if you know about Sound Clash either, but
I don't.
You know, where DJs play against each other, and, you know, basically, like, the crowd is the judge. So you play a song, and, you know, you hype it up, and, you know, the crowd either gives it forward or not.
Whoa, it sounds really fun, actually.
Yeah. So anywhere I was, and it was a song called Kilimanjaro, and that was my sound system that I used to, you know, just buy cassette tapes of. like on a regular and just listen to every new tune. It was kind of a way for me to stay up to date on what's really going on in Jamaica, and you know, the up to date songs that's popping, and then also get like some good history on them, because they'll drop like all the songs they have on dub plate. You know what a dub plate is, right?
I don't know what a dub plate is. Oh, you're gonna have to teach me everything about this.
All right, I'm not a good teacher, but you know, I'll try. Yeah, so a dub plate is basically like a radio drop, but he's actually singing the song. So you'd get an artist like to say, "Hey, look, like here's I don't know, so much money. Can you sing the song and just put my name in it?"
Since you've been away, Jaro, I've been down and lonely. Since you've been away, Jaro, I've been thinking of you. Trying to understand the way you play your music. No other sound plays like you. Yeah, I'm a messenger speaking, and a cabal of man passing through. Kilimanjaro, a foundation sound for two. A rubber dub sound, remember that? Rubber dub, not scrubber dub.
So they used to be all dub plates. Every song is a dub plate. And the bigger the song and the bigger the artist, the more forward you got from the crowd, because the artist is actually singing their name in the song.
Seeing the deepest sea, searching for my sound, Kilimanjaro sound to play for me. Ah, is it taking so long for sound to pack?
That sounds really amazing. So you would actually, so these sound clashes would happen like live, and then, but they would record them, and then you, because you didn't live in Jamaica at the time, you lived in Bermuda, right?
In Bermuda, yeah, exactly. So we'd get the session tape like, you know, probably like a week later. Because, I mean, these sound classes would go on for like 4 or 5 hours.
What?
You know, yeah, so you'd only have a cassette tape of maybe 90 minutes of the clash. And so, but you knew if the first name on the cassette tape would be the one that's talking. So, like, I had all the Kilimanjaro session tapes, like, you know, with their name on first, because I knew they'd be the one chatting. Yeah, it was fun, though. I remember sneaking out a couple of times when I was, like, 11, 12, Kilimanjaro came to Bermuda, and I think they clashed, it was Cataract that they clashed, and that was a good show. They destroyed them, so I was happy.
What an amazing way to, like, discover music as a kid, because like, you're introduced to this, like, this live element, this kind of, like, audience interactive element that I don't think that most kids who just grow up listening to, like, Top 40 radio really kind of, like, get that.
To be honest, in Bermuda, like, reggae music was the music, like, growing up. Like, there was really, I mean, there was hip-hop, but, like, it was reggae predominantly. I mean, for me, anyway. And, you know, there was no other music in my life. You know, I didn't start learning that a lot of the Jamaican artists were covering songs and, you know, just putting them on a reggae beat. Until I got to, like, you know, high school. So I went to school in Florida. That's when I started to learn, you know, different genres of music and all that. And so I remember hearing a couple songs that I was like, yo, this artist, you know, they stole it from the reggae, because I always thought that reggae, you know, that was the original. But turns out I was way wrong.
Yeah, listen. Most heaven, West Jamaica. True is the mountain shining down the river. All my friends there, pulling on those reeds, younger than the mountain, going like a breeze from the road.
You know, yeah, I was kind of hurt because, you know, it was like Michael Jackson songs that, like, some of the you know, reggae artists have covered, and I'm like, no, Michael stole it from reggae.
She was more like a beauty queen with an M16. I said it on mine, but when do you mean I?
He must have stole it. How could he steal it though? That's messed up. But nah, it was, yeah, it was old, but yeah. So that's how much reggae music was, you know, it's just groomed, you know?
Yeah.
And she caused a scene. Then every head turned with eyes that dreamed of being.
And did you hear? Did you say you heard the Garnet Silk Song as part of one of these clashes, or was that a separate like?
There was a few dub plates from Garnet Silk, but this one in particular, I don't think I ever heard it on dub plate. But yeah, it's called Lord Watch Over Our Shoulders, and you know, it's just a great message, and. You know, especially as a young kid, like, you know, you have a tendency to do a lot of dumb stuff. And so this was like kind of like the guidance song for me, you know?
You're the only way, got me deep in deep. With you I want to stay, please don't go away.
Yeah, I mean, you heard it really young, like when you were 11. Did you have any idea that you wanted to do music when you were that young?
Well, I always knew I'd do something in music. And, you know, growing up, I when I first started writing, I'm thinking like we were probably like 8, 9, 10, somewhere around there, that we used to have this old Iowa box. I don't even know if Iowa's still around. But he used to have this mic jack, and so we didn't have a mic, but so we plugged in like old airplane headphones and used one of the sides to on and record ourselves. And so we'd play an instrumental on the CD. It was like a 5 CD disc changer, some anyway. And then we'd play the instrumental because a lot of the reggae CDs back in the day used to put an instrumental at the end of it. So we used to play that and we used to just have fun singing other people's songs. And then I started to write my own lyrics and just like, you know, and like basically just for fun and just to, and that's how I got started. I couldn't really sing. I was definitely tone deaf at one point in my life.
Really?
But yeah. I mean, I'm still working on it. You know, but yeah, so I just, you know, and I never really thought I'd be an artist because I went to school after high school. I went to a school called Full Sail down in Florida, the media arts school that they have a recording engineering program. And so I enrolled in that and I graduated in 2001. And so, you know, because I love the recording, the tweaking of, you know, EQs and all that stuff. Like, I was really intrigued by all that, like how to make music. So the artist thing just kind of, I just kind of fell into it, really. Because after I graduated, I started making beats and you know, they weren't very good. But I, you know, I didn't have anybody to sing on it at the time. So I just said, you know, like, let me just try some stuff. And so I just started singing on my own beats. And, you know, my brother, who was a big influence in my life, you know, he's a DJ and, you know, he definitely influenced me to just keep going with the artist thing. Yeah, we just, you know, I kind of just fell into it. But, you know, I'm still in love with the production side of things. Like, I just bought a bunch of gear and a new studio out in Oakland. And so we're going to be doing a lot of recording out there. And, you know, I record and engineer pretty much everything myself. And then until it gets to the mixing stage, and then we just send it off, you know, to get mixed. But, you know, I'm recording myself pretty much. I'll press record and stop, edit, you know, add plugins and all that. So it's fun. I love that.
So now, I mean, you've gone from like someone who wanted to just record things and now then you became an artist and now you're like a successful artist and you have this new record Good Life, which by the way is a great record. It's so much fun, but it also, there's like, I feel like there's this underlying, the kind of thing that maybe Garnet Silk gave to you that I feel like this, like, it's okay, it's gonna be okay, like we're all human, yeah, and we make mistakes, right.
yeah exactly, like, you know, that's yeah, so again, like, reggae music gave me that foundation of, like, look, just, you know, stay conscious, and yeah, everything would turn out all right.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
I hope. I mean, you know, I'm a little more slack in my lyrics than a lot of the stuff I grew up with, you know, as far as the conscious reggae music.
Do it all for me, me do it all for you. No apologies, no regrets for two. Make it through all the rain and bad weather. We in this together, girl. Life is bittersweet, me love your attitude. Pan a higher level now, yeah, altitude. Fly above all the rain and bad weather. We in this together, girl.
And if but at the same time, like, I hope there's a feeling in there that people can find that, you know, yeah, it's going to be all right.
Well, and if you think about it, it's like when you're, because a lot of your music is meant for people to, like, party to, you know, like, get down to.
Yeah.
But there's always this, like, thing with having a lot of fun where often it leads to a lot of regret.
Yes.
And I feel like Good Life, like, really addresses that, actually, you know?
Yeah. But there's a song on the album called Part of My Life, and I don't get too deep into it, but, like, you kind of understand what I'm talking about. Like, you know, just when you have too much fun, there's going to be a little bit of regret, you know? And you got to kind of find yourself again, like, maybe the next morning, maybe the next week, you know, just kind of realize what's, you know, you gotta. You can have fun, but you have responsibility.
Yeah, there might be some fallout. You might have to deal with it. It's gonna be okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes that's just how it goes. It's just a part of my life. Raise a glass high and make a toast. It's gonna be alright.
And this is Part of My Life from Kali Budd's latest record, Good Life. And Kali, thanks again for bearing with me. Getting hip to Dubplate and Soundclash and Garnet Silk has really expanded my own vision of what can be done with music. And it makes me really want to go to Jamaica. Kali Budd is off the road now, but he'll be in Europe in October, and he'll be coming back to North America in November. And I'll be sure to put a link to his tour dates on the show notes page for the episode at kutx.org. KUTX is the radio station in Austin, Texas, where we make this podcast. I'll also put a Spotify playlist there where you can hear all the songs we referenced in this episode all the way through. And if you liked that interview with Kali Budd, then I bet you'll like listening to other artists talk about life-changing songs. We have over 97 episodes in our archive with people like Tegan and Sarah and Run the Jewels, and you should totally check it out. You can find it on Apple Podcasts or KUTX.org or wherever you like to listen to your podcasts. And while you're checking in, go ahead and subscribe to this song. That way you'll get next week's episode with Hannah Joy from Australia's Middle Kids delivered right to you. And we want to hear from you. Like, do you have a song or a record that changed the way you saw the world? Well, if you do, tweet us. We're at This Song KUTX, or you can send us an email. It's thissong@kutx.org. You can leave a comment on our Facebook page, or you can even go old school and call us. Our number's 512-766-9066. We would love to put your story on the podcast. And that's it. You have come to the end of another episode of This Song. This Song is a production of KUTX 98.9 in Austin, Texas. This episode was produced and edited by David Sanger and me, Elizabeth McQueen. This interview was recorded by Michael Crawford. Taylor Wallace curates our Instagram account. Kelly Seal is our excellent intern. And thanks to Deidre Gott and Peter Babb and Todd Callahan for all they do for this podcast. And it's true. Our theme song is Mahout by Austin's own Hard Proof. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, or Snapchat. Our handle is @thissongkutx. You can like us on Facebook, and you could subscribe to This Song along with the other KUTX podcasts, Austin Music Minute, Liner Notes, and Song of the Day on iTunes. Right on. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.